back. That's Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop. It's 11:25, 5MU. Adam Connolly here with you. We're making the switch to FM. So for the final time in mono, it's time to do this.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Hey. Oh, I can't wait to hear that in stereo. Richard Pasco, good morning.
Good morning. Will I sound better in FM? I'm sure I will.
I believe I do. You get more of my bass notes when I'm on FM radio.
Very good.
Yes.
I might have to actually drive up to the studio next Tuesday if we're going to be in FM. We'll do it live in the studio.
That'd be lovely.
How about that?
Sounds great.
We'll do that.
Perfect.
All right.
Nice.
Good.
Very good. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to a bunch of people switching over to FM. Questions without notice before we go off the bat. There are plenty of ways, if you can't get the FM signal, to listen to us. And there's some really good little products out there, like the Dots and the Alexas and things. So people can just head in and take whatever one that suits them, yeah?
Yeah, you can. And honestly, you just go along and ask them. And if I start asking in my office now, everything will come to life, so we can't do that.
You just ask
your device to go along and play 11:25, on there, and suddenly it will start coming to life. We might actually put up a little piece on the website during the week for the listeners as well about
that,
I think. Good idea.
In fact, we're only 11:25 till the middle of March now, so you probably should just ask for 5MU, but when you do, you'll get it because that's the way we set it up, right? You're going to put that on the website perhaps, but you won't be sharing that with us on Facebook because that's not happening just yet.
No, the Facebook saga does roll on, doesn't it? As well, I saw this morning that the legislation's not going to be amended anymore.
No.
It's going to go through... as is. The Facebook part is quite interesting. Facebook actually sent more than 5 billion clicks to Australian publishers last year. So if the current situation holds, Facebook will send the same publishers nothing.
Yep.
I actually spoke to somebody yesterday whose site got wiped off. Their stats dropped 60%.
Wow.
So... they were quite concerned. They're trying to find other ways around that.
Us included.
Exactly right. I suspect the Great Australian News outage will be a bit short-lived. The Treasurer and Mark Zuckerberg are still going on negotiations. But I thought I'd give people a bit of a fun fact here.
Okay, fun fact time. We love a fun fact.
Australia's Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, was also the best man at the wedding of Ryan Stokes, who is the son of Kerry Stokes, the billionaire owner of Seven West Media, one of the companies that have reached a deal with Google. I'll just put that out there.
Just chuck it out there. And all of the very nasty allegations that are going on around that party at the moment seem to be two-thirds of the way down the pages of the News Corporation websites at the moment.
Exactly right. And people will notice on every TV station that has already struck a deal and the news that they're absolutely hammering Facebook. Why are they doing that? They want more money.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
That is another episode of...
And now it's time to play Stuff Adam Didn't Know.
Yep, Stuff Adam Didn't Know. Thank you very much for that. It's almost as though there's a conspiracy. The thing that we like to do, and maybe because media's taught us this, is to find blame with some particular party on this. Turns out it's everyone. Everyone's to blame a bit, is that...
A bit.
Can we say? Yeah.
Fair
enough.
Yeah.
So, if I want to go and find news, I can turn on the radio and listen to Jenny bring you the local news.
As we all should.
As we all should. We have Mel and Pants doing the news during the day as well. Where do I go to get my news online if Facebook doesn't show it?
Right. So, if you've got an iPhone, an iPad or a Mac... There is a thing on your phone or on your Mac called News on there. So Apple News actually aggregates all the news stories updated as the day goes on. If you're on a Windows computer, Android devices, and we've got to say plus iPhones, iPads and Macs, you can install the Google News app. And we'll put up a web page, for everything that has happened in Google News throughout the day as well. So, you'd have to turn on those two things. And honestly, if you're on an iPhone or an iPad or a Mac, Apple News, I love Apple News. I really do. I actually pay the full subscription to get all the magazines on there as well.
It's good stuff.
But you can pull up all the news that you would have seen on Facebook.
I've got a Google Pixel, and it runs Android, obviously. And if I want to find the news, I swipe left, right. I swipe right, and it brings up the thing.
It's not Tinder.
No.
Yes.
But I get all the news. Some of it, I wish I'd swipe off, including the cricket. But let's not talk about that today.
Oh no! We're not talking cricket. No, yeah, it's awful.
Who was the highest scorer? Yeah, a Marsh.
Yeah, oh, please don't. Please don't. I've been up all night worried about that. So,
oh, dear. Now, some tech news. I know this fun fact. If you get 3 million listens to a song, and you're an independent songmaker on Spotify, and you get 3 million listens, you will earn $12,000.
Which is good, but you know, people always wonder how much licensing fees actually get paid out. So last year, $424,384,787 were actually paid out, the most they've ever paid out.
Wow.
Apple were actually the number one person to pay people out, $163 million. Spotify, and let me say, Spotify never made a profit yet.
Nope.
Lose money every year.
Sure
That's
do.
What worries me. Right, $152 million. Amazon $42 million. Google $32 million. Then all the others drop off after that. But $424 million.
Don't tell Reddit about Spotify. That's just a recipe for disaster.
Oh no!
Right.
Yeah.
But places like iHeart and SoundCloud and Pandora, there is a lot of money in music. Not everyone's getting it. But there's a lot of money in it, and that is impressive amounts of coin. Some new announcements from Apple too.
Yeah, and if you're looking for an iPad at the moment and you think you might go and buy one, can I just get you to hold off till the middle of March? Looks like they're going to announce new iPad Pros and the very popular iPad Mini as well. And for all the conspiracy theorists out there, just as 5G is rolling out around the country and most phones we know now, Adam, are 5G capable.
Yep.
Apple has actually hired engineers to start working on 6G modems for their iPhones.
Oh,
so
good Lord.
Get your tin hats out now, people, because away we go again.
6G?
So, yeah. 6G.
I mean, they'll be able to just give us the COVID vaccination by wireless by then.
Yes, I saw the other day you actually said electricity wirelessly now as well.
There you go. Nice.
There you go.
GPU, something like that. Anyway, well done. Thank you for giving us all that. You sent half of Sterling into a tailspin with the news about the 6G.
love you, Sterling.
Love you, Sterling. The other half have got a job. Anyway, moving on. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again next week.
Look forward in the studio.
Studio, in stereo. Looking forward to that. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, of course, adelaidetechguy.com.au if you want to find out more.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!